to everyone. So yes, I'm from Ukraine, and I'm gonna start answering to the first question. Do you have national coalition? Unfortunately, no, we don't have. But the civil society did participate in the process with Ukraine. It worked this way. Their respective ministries, so line ministries, they do address to some NGOs when they need their recommendation, and then those NGOs provide their recommendations and some reports. So, once again, we don't have coalition, but some civil society did participate in the process. Was the coalition successful in producing a report and in having recommendation passed? Yes and no, given the fact that Ukrainian NGOs couldn't establish the leading NGO or the NGO who leads the process to develop the recommendations. Some simple and unpolitical recommendations were not lobbied. I mean, under this, I mean that's what Joshua was telling us the first day. Sometimes we can see that some recommendations, they don't require any additional efforts from the government and actually from the NGOs. The only thing is to sit down and to understand what recommendation is actually has been implemented. Do I speak too fast? Okay. what are the difficulties to bring the coalition together? In Ukraine, that's lack of unity. They all fight for the funding and basically, yeah, lack of finance. The first, what are the elements making the UPR attractive to the civil society organizations? I'm very sorry for the language, but what we use in Ukraine, we call it sexy topic. And UPR currently is a sexy topic. I don't want to offend anyone, but that's what we use in our international community, unfortunately. It's kind of a trendy right now, and it's... I was very pleased to see when I went to the Ministry of Justice, that was a forum on for students, and there was the American ambassador, and last year he was like doing like this. You remember today? No, well... This year, you're reporting within the UPR process, and I was very happy because the Minister of Justice took the microphone and actually started answering, and everyone was like, well, we feel that it's a sexy topic so far. I don't know how it's going to be further or in other years, but so far it's a sexy topic in Ukraine. Fifth question, does your UPR set out priority issues for your country? Yes, within the last year, what I noticed, it's women rights, it's criminal procedure code, it's media, it's freedom of assembly. It's by the way, it's quite easy to check it out since we are the member of the Council of Europe and, well, and subsequently they're a member of the European Court of Human Rights, a part to the European Court of Human Rights. You can see that on a number of cases against Ukraine, and it's usually female rights, it's the torture in our jails, media and freedom of assembly. That was easy. Number six, how should the UPR influence your top priorities? Well, we don't... I put non-applicable and I don't remember why. Okay. Number seven. Yeah, non-applicable. Number seven, what should be attractive for the general public in the UPR on your country? Number seven, implementation, participation in the monitoring, individual stories on human rights violation brought to the international community under there. That's once again, Joshua told us the first day, and that was interesting because when I got back to the hotel to my room, I switched on the BBC. I don't like BBC, but well, that was the channel. And they were saying about that BBC is doing their reports, and sometimes we show you some individual stories that touches us more, right? I mean, sometimes it's better than to read 10 pages report or some report of numerous violations because some story can tell you more. So that's attractive probably for the public when someone comes up and say his story because he just went through that. Number eight, yes. No, we don't have time. It's okay, I'm done. Yeah? Number nine. Well, that's, I think, very important in Ukrainian situation is the facilitator or mediator who is well recognized, who has credential. It could be a former ambassador who is recognized. Okay, thank you.